You're listening to 4Culture Radio, so grab a coffee, turn it up, and get whizzed off your tits. Get whizzed off your tits.
I am a fantastic dancer. I'm not ringing my own bell.
Well, I think it's one of those strange manhood rituals.
Oh, that sounds fun!
Hello. I'm Bert. Hey, dishy, dishy, hey.
I am a fantastic dancer. I'm not ringing my own bell.
Is this really necessary? Is this really necessary?
Lighting a joint like I am right now. Can I say that on here?
Understand me, and in all probability, you never will.
No, I don't. Good evening. I am your unscrupulous host for tonight's broadcast. I am the Artist D. And on tonight's show, it's a planet buster, baby. So let's get this party started, shall we? Shall we go there? We shall. And that would have been my opening, had it been an opening, but it's the second show of the Artist D's fabulous show right here on 4Culture Radio. I am the Artist D. As I said, I'm wringing my hands. I need to take the microphone off of the... That's better. Something in my hands is always better. I like to work with my hands. Thank you. You know, they always told me as a child, you're going to grow up and work with your hands. You're going to be a fine carpenter or a mechanic or something. Something great and monkeyish. And look at me now. I'm on the radio talking to you. It's just you and me again for another fabulous show. And if you didn't catch last week's, you should go listen. You can catch up to the what and the why and the wherefore art thou. Oh. On juicedtalk.com, a great, fabulous website full of wonderful, wonderful broadcasts, much like Up All Night with also I, Anne Marie and I. That's what the subtitle should say, with Anne-Marie and I. And that's going to get started back up for the next season. Hopefully this weekend, actually. It's the last day of August. And I never before have felt so much. Actually, I feel like this every year. But I've never really put much stock into the words, those sunburnt sickle men of August weary, as our friend Frank Cotolo says on Cotolo Chronicles. Lovely summer shows from Mr. Cotolo, while the rest of us on Juiced Talk sit back on the beach and relax and drink mojitos. But yes, sunburnt sycamores of August weary means a lot for August. It means a lot every summer. Is every summer just a drop down, dead kick, fuck off pile of God knows what every summer. And I've tried to enjoy this summer. I told myself, you know, Artist D, you just don't like summer. You hate it. You really shouldn't hate it. You know, there's a person in my head, that person who's like, you shouldn't hate things. Hate's a strong word. It burns. Hate is a strong word. But really, I usually hate summer. I hate it a lot. And I can't stand it. Because it's just, it's the end of summer. That's what it's always been. And this year, I did my best to make it not that. I didn't want it to be that. I wanted it to be less of a hate-filled, whew. And it's the heat. It's always the heat. And you can't get away from the heat. You just, like, you can't get away from the sun. Oh, my God, the sun. You know, I live in a pretty nice place, environment-wise. We don't do a lot of snow out here on the West Coast. You know, we have very nice Hollywood-like seasons where you really only suffer in the summer. It's kind of backwards from how it used to be. On the East Coast and anywhere else in the world that has seasons, you could actually, you know, you suffer in the winter. People hibernate in the winter. They go inside and they get all nice and warm and cozy and hibernate. They sleep. They sleep for the entire winter and then arise for spring and summer and fall until it's cold again. And they get fat in the winter. That's what people do. They get fat. And in the part of the world that stays kind of warm most of the time, we have the opposite problem. Nobody wants to go outside in the summer because it's 150 degrees and you just don't want to. And I did force myself out, and who knows what kind of horrible horrors I did to myself by forcing myself out in the noonday sun to run miles up mountains with literally hardly any clothes on, getting burnt to death. And, you know, how much heat exhaustion I experienced during those years. But this year, I said, you know, you're just too old for that. Okay, Mother? You're just too old for that. You can't go out running at noon up a hill for 45 minutes. And it's not doing you any good. And your brains are being boiled. And it's no fun. So I switched to a morning and nighttime schedule immediately. I went out early in the morning, every morning. I do my thing before the sun comes up. And of course, midsummer, do anything before the sun comes up, because the sun comes up at 4:30 a.m. And it's very warm. But we had a pretty normal summer this year. Last year, it was a drop-dead stunner. It was very hot. It was hot in April, and it was hot until October, at least, if not November. I remember feeling like, is this how it usually is? And have you noticed that people don't remember how it is from year to year? But that's the trick. That's what they're trying to sell you, because nobody can remember from year to year. That's why there's Christmas, because people forget. The world of humans, they don't really get outside of the year thing. If they did Christmas every 5 years, they wouldn't want to do it. Because they're sheeple enough to be programmed into doing something yearly and hating it, but forgetting that they hate it from year to year. And then if you prolonged it, you know, every 5 years, they wouldn't do it anyway because they don't even know if they want to do it after 5 years. Yeah, humans, annual creatures. So I lived pretty much out of the sun this year, and it was pretty good. I didn't get much of a tan. I only burnt slightly once, a little crispy, and everything else was pretty good. It was okay. We had a good time. And it was more of a normal summer, because the 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the morning was not drop dead, oh my God, boiling. And, you know, when you get up early enough, you realize that the sun really isn't trying to get you. Usually most years, pretty much all years of my existence so far, have left me with this feeling like there is no way to get away from the sun. It is up before you get up. But if you learn to beat it up, beat it up, beat the sun right in the face. If you can get up just a little bit early, you start to realize that its length does not last too long. As in June, it starts to get lighter and lighter and lighter and lighter. And by July, that's lighter earlier. And then by July, it starts to get darker just a little bit, you know, later in the morning. It waits. It waits. And that's good. It needs to wait. Because I simply cannot, as we'd say on Up All Night, I can't deal with that. So it was a little less annoying when I realized that, okay, now it's 5 a.m. and the sun is up. But only a couple weeks down the road was it 5 a.m. and the sun was no longer up. So it revolves quickly if you really, really watch it. And that's what you have to do. So I'm a creature of the night. I'm a creature of habit. And I like my darkness. I like running in the dark. I like swimming in the dark. I like doing all that I can do in the dark, because then no one can stare at you while you do it. Which is, let's face it, a good thing when you're, you know, not wanting to be looked at so much. And I don't like to be looked at when I'm running around, huffing and puffing, trying to lose 20 pounds. I do so try. I do my best. So the summer is over. It's August 31st, 2016. We are live on 4Culture Radio. You can hear us on TuneIn. Get the TuneIn app. And listen on your phones. You know, I was listening to Juiced Talk Radio broadcasts last night on my phone from the juicedtalk.com website, and it played just like it would if I had set up a music player on my phone. Like if I'm listening to a SoundCloud, it would play, and I could turn my phone, you know, put it to sleep, and it was still playing. That's fabulous. That's awesome. I liked it. It put me to sleep. Not that the people on Juice Talk put you to sleep, but you know what I mean. It played and played, and I listened and I laughed and I carried on, and then I went to sleep and I woke up later and turned it off. I keep spilling water all over myself. My goodness. So the sun is going down. We will survive. September is around the corner. And I simply cannot wait to get there with you on the Artist D's fabulous show, as we will continue on with this show, because I do enjoy talking to you. I like talking to you, and you like to hear me talk, don't you? I thought you did. This is Junior's Eyes by Black Sabbath, and I'm the Artist D. That's a real howler, isn't it? It's the Artist D. It's the Artist D's fabulous show. I am on 4Culture Radio right now, live, playing music and talking to you like I always wanted to do about the underground. I'm seeing on Twitter, because we're going to Twitter the hell out of this thing, okay? I'm seeing that people are freaking out over Donald Trump. What a surprise. Apparently, some people just found out that he was a madman. And he's mad. I don't know. They must not have looked him up before. They must not have read his speeches. They must not have read his website, his position on things, or perhaps they didn't believe it. Is that what people keep saying? Well, I just didn't believe. Well, what can I tell you about that? But they're listening to Donald Trump's speech while we're on 4Culture Radio Live talking. And they're focused on that, while we're focused on the underground, while we're going further underground. We should tweet the hell out of this, shouldn't we? We should. Shall we? We shall. What shall we? Yes, we shall say. They're listening to Trump. I'm on the Twitter. Bring out the tweeter. I'm on the tweeter. They're listening to Trump. Madness while we go further underground on FC Radio. It's 4Culture Radio. I'm the Artist D, executive editor of... this is why I don't go on Facebook anymore. Listen. Live. They're listening to Trump madness while we go further underground on FC Radio at 4Culture. And remember, you can tweet me at The Artist D. I didn't say that yet. And you can communicate. And you can listen on TuneIn, which is the link I'm giving to my family and my friends and everyone else. I read about a planet called Proxima B. It's move-in ready. Closest ever Earth-like planet confirmed by scientists. I thought this was interesting. I felt there were rabbit holes. In fact, there were black holes in this. So take the microphone off. Sorry. I'm sure that hurt someone. Rumors of a not-too-distant, potentially life-supporting planet have been rife for the last few weeks, but scientists have now finally confirmed its existence. Proxima B, that's what it's called, is the closest planet to home that could harbor life at a mere 4 light-years away. The research published in the National Nature is the result of years of hard work to confirm the existence of Proxima B, a planet that scientists had previously speculated might be in the habitable zone of the star Proxima Centauri, allowing it to be host of some hopefully friendly neighbors. Aliens, man. Aliens. Using telescopes in Chile, light emitted from the star was studied for half a year, where it was discovered to occasionally wobble, an effect that would be caused by the existence of an orbiting planet. Existing in the habitable zone, Proxima B could hold water, as it is far enough away for liquid to not get so gaseous, but not too distant for them to be frozen. Pack your jacket, though, if you're planning on moving. Proxima B is cold at a roughly -40 Celsius. And then they put in parens, -40 degrees Fahrenheit, an obvious typo. Do people ever spell check these things? This is the problem with the media. And I'm not talking about Donald Trump. The problem with the media and the internet and the digital age is that people, journalists, are out to get the article. They want it out so fast. There's so much information. It's a vomiting of information. that they have to get it out so fast. There's this article, and then there's another article, and they've got to keep writing articles because they're on 24/7. They're all the time, everywhere you want to go, all the bloody time. They just pour out more and more feces from their typewriters, and they get spelling errors left and right. It's outrageous how many spelling errors, how many rushed columns, because we don't have the newspaper anymore. And that's what's wrong with this country, right? Not really. Also, pack a swimsuit. So it's cold, but it's also very warm, just in case, because if mankind got to Proxima B and it was discovered to have an atmosphere, it could be a little warmer than expected. So they think it's cold, but it might be warm. So just, you know, pack everything. Without an atmosphere, Proxima B might not be too appealing, though. Well, no shit. Lying roughly 5% of the distance that the Earth lies from our own sun, the planet is likely bathed in an intense ultraviolet light and radiation. Just picture those animals. Double-headed creatures. All sorts of things. The planet orbits Proxima Centauri every 11.2 days. That means for how long you might spend a typical day on the planet isn't known just yet. Oh, they corrected that. And believe it or not, that's a correction. I believe when I originally read this letter, they said exactly how long it would be to live life on this planet. Indeed. Oh, that's so sad. That's the other problem with this world and this country. If you don't save an article and you see it, it's likely to be edited 6,000 times, because not only are the editors looking at the comments, and people actually comment, and some of them are valid, that they actually say, hey, you know, there's this problem with this article. And then they actually fucking correct it. That's fucking ridiculous. Yeah, I'm complaining about that. Because when I first read this, I don't know, it said that your days would be extremely long. And I thought that was fantastic. Because I think that we need longer days, because that would mean longer nights. And that would, well, not necessarily, of course, but it would hopefully mean longer nights, which also mean longer weekends, which really mean way longer holiday weekends. And I am all, pardon me, taking a sip of beverage, am all for longer weekends. Because how would you act if your life day was longer? Of course, that probably means your life was shorter, right? If you had a longer day, that would mean that your life would get shorter because everything would be longer. Figure that out. There are currently two main theories, though. The first is that the planet is fast spinning like Mercury. The alternative is that Proxima B is tidally locked, which means there's always daylight on one side while the other remains dark. How would you like to live on that planet? When you have, I was just talking about the sun, wasn't I? And trying to get away from the sun. Can you imagine? I imagine that planet would be made up of people who like the sun and who don't like the sun. It's kind of like living in Alaska. If you move there, you have to not like the sun too much. You have to kind of like that whole winter of darkness thing. You have to like that the sun doesn't come up but every 30 days. You have to like that. And then there are some people who would be sun-worshipping gods. They would be over on the bright side all the time. All the time. They wouldn't leave it. Or they'd go on vacation to the dark side. Can you imagine that? You'd be working and you'd be like, hey, I'm going on vacation. Where are you going? I'm going to the dark side of the earth. Oh, that's exciting. Very, very neon lit over there. That's the other problem with people. If they had a dark side of the earth, it would be very well lit. Isn't that unfortunate? Have you ever stayed in the city for so long that you have forgotten how dark it is out there? Have you ever gone outside of the city, into the woods, into the depths of everything, and found darkness? True darkness? I wrote about that. It's called Trailhead, and it's on my blog, wordsofartistd.blogspot.com. And my entire blog, Trailhead, is a story about me getting lost in the woods, lost in the middle of nowhere, as the sun sets, darkness sets in. It was nice. I enjoyed it. I enjoy leaving the city. I do find it fascinating when you go for a drive in the country and there are no streetlights. And then you realize, that's what I realize anyway, that I've been in the city for too long because I realize how very dark it is because you're driving and you realize, hey, it's dark. I can't see anything. But you go on anyway. You put your high beams on and then you start to think, you know, anything could jump out in front of me like a two-headed deer from Proxima B. And that would be it. Because two heads are better than one. But imagine planets. Wasn't there some more stories about planets in the news this last couple of? Weren't we doing something? I think we were doing something. Right, we're launching a telescope or something, weren't we? We're launching something into the air which will take really, really far pictures of things. Of planets in order to attempt to find life. Because people are obsessed with finding life. And I saw that Bill Nye YouTube video today, this week, and just posted this week. I saw it last night. And it was about aliens, and some college dweeb was asking Bill Nye, the science guy, if aliens did exist, or was the government hiding them from us? And of course he said, no, they were not hiding them. They couldn't hide them. They can hardly keep any secrets as it is. And, you know, look who they're electing for president, after all. But that the real search is, you know, that one day we're going to be on Mars, and it could be in our lifetime. We could still see that we land on Mars. And I think that would be very exciting. And not to look for aliens. Because we're always looking for the green creatures from that one movie. What's it called? The aliens, you know, the ones. Mars Attacks. We're always looking for the aliens from Mars Attacks to swoop down and laser beam us. But humans should be looking for real extraterrestrials. Well, first of all, we should be looking for the extraterrestrials here on the underground, because that's where we are. But humans, they're looking for these large-headed green aliens, when really they should just be looking for, probably, something a little more humanoid. But they keep searching. They just keep searching for more.
Express yourself, don't regret
it's human nature to look for aliens. And this is Madonna on 4Culture Radio.
Express yourself, don't repress yourself.
Why are you so oblique? Maybe not oblique, maybe obtuse. What is your angle anyway? Is it 180 degrees? Is it 360? Are you an alien from outer space? And we've done many shows, especially on 4Culture Radio. I've done them with Anne Marie. I've done them with Lola Jane. I remember specifically many with Lola Jane, as we were always searching for the keys to the spaceship. But we did a lot on Mars. There was that mission to Mars, that one that they were looking for people to go and that they were doing, and the media was all, oh, no one would sign up for it. They're going to all die. And then a bunch of people signed up for it. Thousands of people came on, you know, because of course, going to Mars and dying is better than living your life and just dying here, working your tired job at Macy's, schlepping your Manolo Blahniks up and down Melrose. Hi, I'm the artist D. And we're going to Mars one day. And that's kind of exciting. You know, that didn't really hit me until recently because I didn't live during the moon launches. A lot of us didn't. A lot of those younger individuals around here. We weren't around to see the excitement of landing on the moon. But when I think about landing on Mars, I can kind of see how it must have felt to be watching television or listening to the radio, waiting to see if it happened, to actually get that feed to say, okay, we've landed on Mars. That will be exciting. I would like to see that in my lifetime. I very, very, very much would. That would be very interesting. Even if they're just landing, much like on the moon, on this, you know, dirt ball. I mean, they're not going to be greeted by the Martian king, but at least they're going to be landing and they'll plant another flag and they'll send some clips home and they'll live in little huts and then they'll die. And it'll all be very interesting, but at least it's something. It's something. I mean, it's better to go to Mars. I did hear, that's what the that telescope one I was telling you about, which I was trying to look it up here, but I can't find it, was about not only landing on Mars, but on the Jupiter moon Europa. I believe it was Europa. And that there is water there, more water, a lot of water. And that if in that water they found microorganisms, that would mean, I mean, that does change. This was from the Bill Nye video. That changes everything. It's not that we're finding the green-headed, large, spaceship-driving, extraterrestrial, using 90% of his brain and leading us to his leader, you know, going down the canals of Mars to find the inner Martian colony. It's not like that. Excuse me. It's not like that. It's the finding of an organism. Life. We're talking about life here. It's not life like you're going to find another human right away because we can't see them in our telescopes yet. But life like an organism, because we haven't found that yet. There's been no swimmies up there. And if we could just find some swimmies, some fishies, some little creatures, what are those cute little things? You know, that Muppet. What is he? He's like a crab or something. I don't know, he's kind of ugly looking. You know, not animal. No, the shrimp. We need to find shrimp on Europa. That would be fun. Houston, we've found a shrimp. And that would be fun to find just that. And that would change because that would be life out there. And isn't it interesting how just over this little bit of time we have found, we've changed our perceptions. The church, especially the Catholic Church, you know the one, they're now admitting about aliens and life and that God now. I love it. I love it. Back in my day, you could not, and especially back in generations back and even further generations back, you would not find a priest, a pope, a bishop, willing to tell you that God created anything but man in the universe, unless it was a crazy one, a crazy pope, bishop, or a priest. But now, within a quick amount of time, we went from finding that we, that God created humans as the dominating force of all, to them kind of being like, well, yeah, I mean, God created the universe, so of course he could have created other planets with other humans or other intelligent life. They're covering their ass because they know it's coming. They know that these telescopes are getting bigger and better. Or is it smaller and better? And that they're going out there and they're taking really, really, really distant photos, and they're going to be able to make some sort of assumption sometime soon. And by soon, I mean 10, 20, 30 years. Out there. That's going to say this planet can support life. And a little picture. Here's some human at 6 bajillion miles away waving at the sky. That would be fun. And then they'll say, well, God created him too. And a planet 6 bajillion miles away, of course they have Christianity and Catholicism. Of course they do. Because everyone has a religion. Wah, 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 wah. So I wonder if you would be excited about Mars. Tweet me at TheArtistD. Tell me about your Martian experiences. Tell me about your abductions. Your alien abductions? Oh, God, I love a good alien abduction story. I love a good alien abduction. I love a good probing from aliens. Not really. Not me. No. I'm not a bottom like that. No, sir, aliens. You stay your distance with your probey things. Goddamn aliens. I used to love to scare myself to death with Unsolved Mysteries alien shows back in the 90s. Robert Stack. Wasn't that fun? And all of those stories. Have you ever thought back about those stories? I don't know if anyone was really obsessed with them like I was. But, you know, they were pointing out all of the alien spaceships and they were sketching them, and they did the recreations, and they turned out to just be those triangle ships that the government flies. All of that was secret aircraft. And it was only secret because it was easy. That's why they don't keep much of a secret anymore, because it's not easy to keep a secret with all of this media vomit. With their misspellings and their mispronunciations and their corrections. All of it. Insanity. Insanity is the name of this game. And this is, what is this? What is this? This is Nostradamus, Dearest Priest. Stay tuned, I'll be right back after this on 4Culture Radio. What a bad fade. Nobody told me I had a fadey thing button on my board. Here I am reaching across the frickin' room to adjust the volume on that computer. Hello? Hello? Hello. It's the Artist D. It's the fabulous Artist D's fabulous show on 4Culture.com, 4Culture Radio. You should be listening to me right now on the TuneIn app. Listen to me after the show on Juice Talk Radio, where the songs that you've heard on this broadcast have been removed for copyright purposes. Only. So you gotta listen to the live show every Wednesday at 10 p.m. EST on 4Culture Radio on the TuneIn app, or else you don't get the music, which is okay because I know what you're here for. You're here for me. But go to juicetalk.com, listen, download, promote. The podcast is actually being uploaded to SoundCloud, and that's where you can also listen to it. But I'm immortalizing it in SoundCloud. That's the plan. And we were just talking about Proxima B. We were talking about aliens. We're talking about life on other planets. And it is true what they say about the whole, you know, planets far, far away, and we take a picture of it, we zoom in, what we're seeing happened, like, not right now. That was so LA of me. Like, totally, the planets and stuff that we're looking at are like, whatever's happening isn't happening now. So why are we looking at it? Oh, Rebecca. But given its closest exoplanet, Proxima B, we know of that could harbor life or be our second home if somebody is irresponsible with nuclear codes. Proxima B is likely first. See, that I don't like the humor in these articles. I do not need that. Proxima B is a likely first destination for interstellar probes when the technology allows. When the technology allows, that sounds like it's going to be a little bit of time. This is going to take a little long. Yeah, we are not going to be finding second Earth anytime soon. Unfortunately, I dream of a Battlestar Galactica reboot kind of life. You know, the new one, not the original with, what was his name? He was on Bonanza, wasn't he? The guy in the original Battlestar Galactica's. See, this is what co-hosts are very helpful for. They can fill in the blanks, but instead it's just me and you and a radio outside your window. You've got to go to Twitter, @TheArtistD. Lauren Green, that's his name. Wasn't he on the original Battlestar, or was that another one? Is that another old guy? Where was Lauren? Yeah, I think he started. Then he went to Bonanza, which I've been watching lately. I've been watching several episodes of Bonanza. I'm enjoying it. Lauren, I love it. You can't... Lauren Green, you idiot. Goddamn Google. Lauren Green, hello. Yes, there he is. And that's a picture of him from there, right? Battlestar Galactica, yes. That's where he's from. And then Bonanza. I didn't like that Battlestar Galactica, though. I liked the new one because it said everything that needed to be said about humans, sheeples. Starting over. What was now, was before, will be again. That is so, so, so bloody true. I can't even. You have to watch it. Go watch it. Go watch all of it. This weekend, on your Labor Day weekend, you go watch that. You get a package of hot dogs, some buns, some excellent condiments. You chop up yourself some onions and you sit down in front of your television set and you find somewhere to stream all of the new Battlestar Galactica. And when you end it, I hope you weep. I hope you understand the meaning of everything that there is. The meaning of the universe, how humans are today and they will be again tomorrow. And when they blow themselves up and start all over again, they'll end up right back to where they started. They'll end up right back here. They'll end up on the radio. They'll end up on the digital radio. They'll end up being the Artist D. They'll end up being the Tom Savino and the Frank Cotolos and the Velvet Steels on Juice Talk Radio. They'll end up being dominatrixes. They'll end up being artists. They'll end up being Lauren Greens. They'll end up filming another Battlestar Galactica that looks exactly like the last one, but they won't even realize. They won't realize that they knew and that they did it. 8 million some hundred billion years ago in another planet that got irradiated because they were irresponsible and they elected puppets. Everybody that they elected were puppets for the corporations and for everybody else, for those rich people greasing the palms. And I'm getting too close to the microphone. And that's what they will end up being. They will end up being too close to the microphone for their own good. And then when they blow up their planet, they will be smithereens. But nothing ever dies. It just turns into ashes. Ashes, ashes. They all fall down. And then when they rise again, when they're born, when they become fish and amoeba, amoeba first, then fish, and then the fish will crawl out of the lakes, and the lakes will dry up. And the fish will grow legs, and they will become lizards, and they will become monkeys, and the monkeys and the lizards will become humans. And then what? Then what? Well, then, Tonto, they will become us on the radio, searching for the underground. The new underground. Because my underground has been irradiated by the new hippies and the new everything. The new everything. On 4Culture Radio, this is the Artist D's Fabulous Show. I am the Artist D, and I'll be back next Wednesday to get you through the week. Is Natalie Merchant kind and generous, which is what you should be right now? I love you. It's the Fabulous D Show.
I'm all tied up, spread eagle.
Veritas is satire spelled backwards.
Welcome to Upper Night.
Good evening,
Andy.
Hey, Steve.
Oh,
how are you, man?
JuicedTalk.com.